Question, if high-density pledge aidens able to serve the Federation as travelers, the way Annex does a Sarno or run for the Council of Five? Ardeana, yes, they do. There are many different densities of existence, all part of the same family. We are all helping each other, working for balance. Question, more information on using Vril as energy for electronic devices. If we charge the crystal with the Vril, can it be used as a battery? Ardeana, yes of course, you can do this. I think you have been explained this method recently. I followed your transmissions. Annex told you this. Not all crystals can store Vril. But this is only for storage. Crystals need to be inserted in devices, they are only storage to harvest Vril. They can also harvest consciousness and many other things, memory also. Question, on Earth there have been many wars and even the Galactic Federation of World's Eyes involved in this. Will war ever stop on Earth and off Earth, or this is always part of life? Ardeana, conflict brings dynamics necessary for evolution, but your wars will come down to a reasonable level, very tiny. You need conflict to evolve always. It triggers each other and the trigger, 130, is what makes you being a better person, stronger, more intelligent, clever, more inventive. So there will be always conflicts, but way less, in a healthy way. Question, does a commander educational process also consist of an emotional training next to flight technical training? Ardeana, absolutely, the emotions are to be tamed, never suppressed. This is the mistake you think. Emotions are not suppressed. They are tamed and used for better productivity, efficiency. Emotions are not obstacles in the way to learning. They are tools for learning and they become weapons and enable fantastic possibilities. We learn how to tame them, to control them and to use them, healthy life efficiently. Training as you said a pilot. Emotions are to be very well controlled, because pilot use mind and emotions don't interfere with mind. Would you like to know more about these techniques? Eliza, I never thought about it. But you're right, if you have a pilot who's piloting a ship, and his emotions get in the way, I would think that that would affect the way he can fly. Elena, Thorhan is listening, they're both laughing. Thorhan asked, if he can answer that. Yes of course, because, you're a pilot. She said to him, you want to take my place one day? She allows him to speak. Thorhan, I can teach you about piloting methods. The way we control our emotions, we channel them in a very sharp direction, to make them very accurate and use them as a beam of energy to focus our mind towards the controls of the ship. Consciousness can be concentrated throughout the dynamics of emotions. Emotions are a tool, or I would say an ability, to shape reality, to shape consciousness and to direct the controls of a ship. Emotions are very linked with intention. When you couple intention with emotion, you give power to intention. It is like a fuel, as you say on Earth, it is powering your intention and having effect on a real matter, and the controls. This was my technical minute. Question, Elon Musk is putting a lot of satellites into the sky. What happens to them? Don't they create a great deal of space trash? What are the consequences for us all? Ardeana, the satellites are put in orbit to control you and to act as devices, linking with the mother computer under your ground, that is not yet activated. We will not let this mother be activated. It is at the moment under control. We haven't destroyed it yet. It cannot be destroyed well. We could but will not, because it will be very harmful for the environment in the periphery of this explosion. So the target is to dismantle it. The satellites put by this person whom you mentioned, are not of help for you. They are meant to work at keeping down the frequency of your consciousness, to make you sleepy and controllable by the great computer, the mother. We are working to prevent this. I will not disclose further. They are listening. Eliza. Sometimes in the morning I wake up like with this feeling of like okay I'm done today. I'm done with this, I just want to end it all, and then I get myself out of it and I feel now, that I'm talking to other people, that this is happening to them as well. so I know that we are getting messages sent to you. Adeana, there are two sources. One is the fears that are spread and the confusion throughout the media, that influence you to lose faith in the good outcome, make you wary, heavy heart and confused. The second source is the devices that broadcast all this field of artificial thoughts. This is relayed by the towers. You have so many towers. They've installed these devices, broadcasting way more than internet, way more, on more levels, subtitle levels, conscious levels. It is the mind-controlling broadcasting field that is impacting onto your thoughts. This is very, 131, harmful, but you can identify it. If it makes you feel sad, bad, scared, lost, discouraged, this is it. Fight it by finding in your heart the sparkle of help and why you came. You came to help because you knew there was a chance, otherwise you wouldn't have come. You knew it was going to be hard. It is a war and the war is difficult. Be brave. Fight back with good thoughts against these towers and it will be all good. Is this answering your request? Eliza, I was trying to get more detail into exactly what are they broadcasting for us to feel? Adeana, there's just broadcasting a specific frequency. It is a frequency that lowers down and it lowers your frequency to all the feelings that are on a very low vibration. Question, we as starseeds are here on Earth for thousands of years to fulfill our missions that Thepliards and other races kept contact with us and traced us to help in case of abductions and dark intervention against our will. Adeana, what do you want to know? Question, did the Pleiades and other races keep contact with us or traced us to help in case of abduction and dark intervention against our will for thousands of years, so that we could fulfill our mission? Adeana, the Galactic Federation of Worlds has been doing this for a very long time, not only the species from a system in what you call Pleiades, so the species of Ashara are part of the Galactic Federation. I am from Ashara. We are very good at military operations. This is why most of our officers are Ahil, Dal, Amit, Meetan. There are so many races helping you doing this work. Question, there were earthquakes today of New Zealand at about an 8 magnitude. Is this natural or not? Adeana, there are a lot of fights going on everywhere and this triggers the tectonic balance on some places on your planet. Sometimes unstable tectonic points are disbalanced when unfortunate explosions occur. This is war, this is unfortunate. Question, what is EEL hybrid program? Adeana, there are many hybrid programs, performed by either Council of Five and the NEPU for different purposes. The name with the letters EEL I do not know. Is it something from Terra? It could, but I would know about it. Eliza, I have no idea. When this person was younger they were abducted with implants but a while ago some entities kept trying to persuade the person to go to their Starseed Academy. Arthusi Academies re? Adeana, I don't know what you are talking about. Question, what connection with solar activity are earthquakes, caused by the Sun-Earth electric circuit? Adeana, your planet is very intertwined with your star activity. You are in a star minimum activity. This is cyclic and with the cycles of your star your tectonic activity is influenced, because your field, 132, the magnetic field of your planet Terra is interdependent with the magnetic field of your star. It is very close, you are within it, so any variations, any activity within your star due to the dynamics within it, the movements of the fluids of the plasma. It impacts on a gravity push to your planet and the electromagnetic activity is magnified and triggers the magnetic field of your planet. Magnetism, gravity is all interdependent. All the planets are dependent on the activity of their star. The farther you go the less it impacts, but your planet is very near to your star. Eliza, Adeana, is there anything you want to leave us with any thoughts, any messages? Adeana, I want to tell to stop being scared, to believe in themselves instead of believing in leaders, world politics, religions, the old and the new ones. Look within yourselves. You have all answers. but I think we have been telling you this already many times. Always ask advice to a higher being, your consciousness, that you call the higher self. Higher in frequency, higher in knowledge. When you look for an answer, do not seek outside with other persons with a religion, seek within you. If you connect to the consciousness of the collective universal, you have all the answers. You call it download. It would be better to call it to plug into the field consciousness of the universe. You all are able to do this, it is your constitution. Reptile is why they fear you and they want to stop you. They will not stop you. Now we know it. What the End Andromedan Council had foreseen. We have nearly erased this fear and it is now time. Then you stand up, you rise in the horizon of your future as adult species and then you look up, and we are here. We always have been here beside you. My last words are, trust your heart. 133. The 28th of February 2021, to unsung heroes and unconditional love, hello brothers and sisters on Earth. This is Elena Danon, author of A Gift from the Stars. I was rescued as I was a child by wonderful people who are looking after humanity behind the scenes, discreetly, but efficiently. They do not let themselves know, because they want us to wake up and evolve and do our homeworks and learn about everything. We need to evolve and to open our consciousness. When I was a child I was taken by Greys from the malevolent Orion Alliance of Greys, the Alliance of the Sixth. People rescued me, extraterrestrials, benevolent ones from a wonderful organization who looks after justice and balance in the galaxy, the Galactic Federation of Worlds. These people with whom I have kept contact all my life and still to this day, our wise brave people. TT is a federation of peaceful worlds, who have reached a level of civilization in which they are able to share knowledge. And they can't wait, that us as well we join them and share the knowledge they have to give us. They already have started giving us this knowledge. In 1954 they warned many governments on Earth not to associate with the Orion Alliance of the Six, the Greys, who are coming on Earth, with also the reptilians. But that is another story. The reptilians were already there and just enforced their presence, when the Greys just came in. The Galactic Federation of Worlds has been looking after us as members of the same galactic family. They have kept us alive all this time. They have kept humanity standing up on their feet. They have dismantled nuclear devices a lot. They have tried the most as they could to avoid the catastrophes. There are many dramas in the world, but there would be many more, if they were in the air. Their purpose is balance and free will. At the moment this planet Earth is subject ground to a despicable war that operates on many levels, not only physically, but etherically and mentally. The Greys, the Nepluther Greys are from Orion are known to be very deceitful, and very, very manipulative. This is their best ability. They can mind trick you very easily. They can mess up with your mind so well. Look at what happened recently and the purpose of this communication that I'm making now. Humanity has grown up and is about to enter adulthood and free themselves from the chains of slavery, free will. Why did the Alliance of Greys, which are a powerful military force, needed to do agreements to take over Earth? They could as well have just come and taken. If they haven't invaded Earth in the 1940s as they could have, they could throw this planet out of orbit, you know, they're so powerful. But it didn't. Why? Because of the presence of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. If the Orion Alliance of the Greys had taken over Earth by force, they would have started war with the Galactic Federation who wouldn't have tolerated that. So they did it differently. They used the common law of the universe in which they all believe, all species, the law of free will. They got the Earth people to agree to be invaded. Then the Galactic Federation couldn't do anything. So at that moment the Galactic Federation sent envoys to meet as well with the world leaders in 1954, to tell them, do not sign with the Greys, they are there going to trick you. They've done that on so many worlds already. They find greedy leaders and they offer them technology in exchange of the authorization to settle under your ground and do horrible things, and you won't be able to control it, you become their slaves. They've done that. They do that everywhere. 134. But some military institutions on Earth decide to go with the Greys, because the Greys were wearing UEC military technology and weapons. The Galactic Federation in exchange was offering free energy, medical technology and disarmament of all the weapons and help to federate as a peaceful world. The world industries didn't want that. Many industries make money and profit on fossil fuels and war. So they went, no, why would we do that and go bankrupt? Free will. We decide. This is the law of evolution, nothing is forced. So the Galactic Federation of Worlds said, okay, we cannot do more. If chase the Greys, it will be a war, and the Earth will be a battlefield. Nobody wants the Earth to be battlefield between two powerful, three actually with the Chikoha reptilians. Nobody wants to be the battlefield of this war. That will blow the planet up. So the Galactic Federation of Worlds patiently has been working behind the scenes to wake us up, sending envoys, starseeds as we say, doing everything they could. Now at the moment they are you working at revealing the dark that we see, who is who plays which games, because then when see what is happening, who are our enemies, we can fight them and we can say no in a war. In this ugly war for the liberation of humankind all tricks are permitted, as in every war. And the first action of the enemy in a war is to go discourage the troops of your opponent. The enemy is spreading confusion and chaos in your minds, that you don't know where you are anymore, that you don't know who is your allies and that you think that your allies to whom you can ask help is the enemy. That's what is happening at the moment. There are powerful groups, which are not your friends, manipulating people throughout social medias to spread fake information, anti-propaganda against the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the only one who wants to save humanity and who are acting like mad behind the scenes. They are in underground fighting with people, they are in orbit of Earth as well. They are everywhere and they are working hard and sacrificing their lives. Many of them die for us. I've seen fights against Killy Tockert, against Matra, against many other species who are malevolent and part of the Alliance of the Six, the Grey Alliance and reptilians as well. So what happened is, recently humanity has started awakening. We never heard about the Galactic Federation before, because they were discreet. Recently in this great awakening, in this great liberation of humankind, helped by the Galactic Federation, there has been a level pass at Agan, when humanity just realized that they were sovereign beings, and that they were always in power and that had the power to say no to the invaders, and to request assistance to our brothers and sisters of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. They are waiting for that we ask by ourselves assistance. Not that they save us, because it's us to do the job of opening our consciousness and evolving in a higher vibration. But they are here to assist us. I have met with Valiant Thor, which his real name is Commander Val Thor, a Tal extraterrestre living on Venus, who knows a lot of the Earth stories and affairs. He said to me, we cannot liberate a slave who hold on to his chains. He said to me, you have free will. Go out, look at the sky and stand up as equal your feet on the ground and request assistance to the Galactic Federation of Worlds. They already assist us, they're already working a lot. But the fact that you say it, will rescind the agreements made with the Greys by your governments on your behalf. It's a way to say I wasn't okay for that. I do not consent alliance with the Greys. I never did. My species, human, never did. But I request as an equal to be member of the greater galactic community, as an evolved member, part of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, since humanity has started realizing they could stand as equal with these higher beings and standing as equal with these higher beings of the Galactic Federation rises your vibration and the Grace cannot and the reptilians cannot reach out to you anymore. You are free. You free yourselves up by agreeing as equal with these beings of the Federation by considering yourself as equal to them, not as slaves. Since I spread this message, the enemy fought back. Suddenly like this, suddenly out of now many influential social media, YouTubers or personalities suddenly started to speak about oh there, 135, Galactic Federation of World is evil, do not trust them. They are working with the Cabal. They want a bad, instead trust the Greys, and there are good reptilians too, that's what they say. How obvious is that? This is the tactic of the enemy. This is typical. You are going to discourage people and spread confusion that they don't request help to their allies. And they just do that and stay in a state of a slave. Do not listen. This is manipulation. These people have their informations via internet, via dodgy sites on internet. The informations I have is from first-hand physical contact with rel extraterrestrials from the Federation. I have also in my accountancies people, who have met Thegras, who have met the Federation, and who knows as well. But I know, I experienced all this. They saved my life, they are wonderful, I have regular contact with them, and they are asking you to stop listening to the voices outside and to listen to your own heart. In time the truth always comes out. Let the enemy panic and spread confusion. Do not listen to this noise. This too shall pass. The Galactic Federation of Worlds is your ally in this world, and in this war. What is called the Alliance is something else. The United Alliance is the alliance of humanoid races from the Altair system. They are tall white beings, very dodgy. They have ties with the Chakotay Reptilian Empire, with the Greys, they work with the Nazis, the Thule Society. They work with the Deep State in Cabal and they are not your friends. There is another group in the Pleiades, the Alcyone Star, which is now named Jaya. On in this star system there are Pleiadian people who are Dal. Thar-renegates, they've turned to the Bud and they have allied with reptilians. And this renegade group is very malevolent. See, not every in the Pleiades is good. And they are manipulating certain people via internet and medias on Earth, spreading confusion and saying that the other Pleiadians, with whom they are and they have problems, the ones from Chaita, Ashara, Eru are bad. This is pathetic. How can you listen to that? When you meet these beings from the Galactic Federation, the Ael from Era, the Archerians, the Aloth, these beings, can't you feel the love? Can't you realize the help that they are giving you personally and to the Earth? Can you feel this love? So any other spiteful tell talking about putting dirt on their names, just refuse it? Stop listening to confusion. Suddenly, this has come from nowhere. Suddenly everybody says that the Galactic Federation is bad. Not everybody, but in just influential people on internet. Doesn't that raise your ear? Why now? Why just when people say that the Galactic Federation of World can help you, if we decide well thighs already do but we can rescind the agreements with the invaders if we just stand up and consider ourselves their equal as part of them, request membership. Suddenly as people like Mespeaks like that. Other suddenly, boom it appear from nowhere, influential people on internet, especially YouTube, start to say oh no, they're bad. Don't go there. They never said that before. So that tells you that the enemy panics. They don't want humanity to associate with our allies willingly. They want to mess up with your mind. So anything anybody who says that the Galactic Federation of World is evil, is manipulated by the Grey Nebu-Orion Alliance, the very manipulative ones, and these people are maybe also victims, some of them. So some of these people are listening to me. Listen to your heart. Stop. Get on with your lives, as I get on with mine and focus on yourself. This is my message and I hope this will help. There are beautiful beings, helping us since a very long time. If we are still alive today it is thanks to the Galactic Federation of Worlds. We have free will. We have the power of standing up on our feet as sovereign beings and request membership to the Galactic Federation of Worlds, officially. All humanity, and this will save us definitely from the Grace and the Reptilian and the Deep State and the Cabal and everything. That is why they don't want us todo, that they want us to believe the Federation is our enemy. That's typical. 136, so this is it? And doing so you will raise your vibration at the level of a more evolved species. and you will be untouchable by the greys who strive on a lower level vibration. You will have one, and by being members of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, we will be protected, even more. And Thegras and Reptilians will have lost. Think what is right to your heart. What does your heart say? I love you. 137. The 11th of March 2021, Thorhan speaks about the dangers for our young ones. Elena, today I wanted to talk about the dangers that our children are facing. I've been seeing some posts about some things that children and teenagers are being hit with on TikTok and these other Instagram, some apps, that us adults really don't use that often. Thorhan via telepathic contact. Eliza, they are marketing certain ideas to kids that are on the apps that adults don't use very often. What do you know of that? What confusing messages are they telling our children? Thorhan, we are monitoring this very well, and there is a danger that I have heard of these applications, carrying broadcasted waves and it disturbs the mind waves. It will hook your brain into a different frequency, that you will not be able to receive and perceive. These applications are all manufactured by the Dark Ones in power under your ground. This is very dangerous, because it is relaying to the mother computer, which is not totally activated, because they are waiting for the last link from space, from orbit, and this is not happening. These devices with these applications, it is not the device but the application are relayed to the mother computer, somewhere under your ground in North American continent. This generates brain waves that are reaching the brains of children. The children are more particularly vulnerable to these vibrations, which are frequencies very low, that will lock your children's brains into a frequency that will not allow them to receive and perceive what is of higher frequency than the matrix that is created to lock your generations down, the young generation. The mother computer is not fully operational, but operational enough to broadcast these brain waves, and it is meant to be relayed by the last link with devices in orbit of your planet of planet, and we are taking care of these last devices, that they will not be activated. But at the minute when I speak, all your children, who are using these applications are in danger, because their brains are reached. The children are more vulnerable than the adult, because the brain is not yet fully protected and locked into a shield that your physical biological brain is creating when you reach adulthood. The passing of teenagehood is the moment when the child loses its ability to contact the whole universe, and a shield is created. It is the moment when you are less inclined to be reached by these brain waves, broadcasted by the mother computer. Now I need to tell you. These applications are making your children's brains numb, and being numb they will not react to the ascension into a higher frequency. And I need to tell you that this is how they are seducing your children by games, it is obvious, but also by what the new children are, envoice, who are envoice. They are looking for help to understand the universe and to be guided spiritually towards their ascension, and being guided towards their ascension. They are looking for guidances on anything they can trust. And these applications are very trustworthy in appearance, because they are very seducing. It is acting on upon addictions, and it is here the real danger. How you can palliate to this is to rise frequency in your own house, and first remove the device from the child. The children must have the devices removed until they reach age to be able to understand and be protected. This is first what I need to say. Eliza, what specific applications are we talking about? Thorhan, what's up? TikTok, Instagram, I don't know the name of the other. TikTok is the main one. I had a list. 138. Eliza, I had heard TikTok was a Chinese spyware. So it is a US application? Or do they work together with the Chinese government? Thorhan, it is all interlinked. All is connected to the mother. Working at the same common agenda. Eliza, are we having interference or is it just bad internet in Ireland that's happening right now? Thorhan, her internet is mediocre. Eliza, let's ask Thorhan about Snapchat, because my daughter uses that a lot. Thorhan, that was the other one I remember. It was on my list. She must shield her mind. Now you can broadcast higher frequency to interfere. You can do that. You broadcast from your own person by rising your frequency and you stand next to the child. Will jam the broadcasting from the device. No graphics that you use with your stickers, I know is working.